at the Boehringer Ingelheim PERS Area Regional Control and Elimination Seminar. I'm visiting with our first speaker here, Dr. Dale Polson. First of all, Dale, tell me where you're from, what you do.
I'm based out of central Iowa, Des Moines area, and I work with Boehringer Ingelheim and in a technical resource capacity.
Well, here at this seminar, which is running in conjunction with the International PERS Symposium, you had a topic of surveillance here for area regional control and basically trying to get that big picture without missing the important stuff. Oh, what's the important stuff and how does that relate to the big picture?
Important stuff has some different levels. One is a micro level, a macro level, and a meta level. The big picture most applies to the meta level, but the micro and macro levels, that has more to do with how people need information to make decisions and make decisions about my barn, about my pig flow, about my farm, about my system. At the macro level, it has to do with the information people need to make about my area or my region. At the meta level, and that's the big stuff, is are we making progress as an industry? And I think there's ways to design surveillance approaches that give us sufficient information at all three levels.
So with projects that are taking place now, some ongoing for some time, are we getting that kind of information in order to sort of get that big picture?
With the pilot evaluations that we have done a number of years ago, there was good information that came out of those. The limitation of those is that the cost was high, which, as you would expect, is typically the case with most pilots. Because the cost is still high for doing things like sequencing, PCR, sampling, and so forth, it's difficult to do things at the magnitude they were done in the pilots to learn, be in a position to learn the same kind of information that we learned then. It's difficult to do that now. Okay, so as I mentioned in the presentation, there's three real keys, I think. One is doing things that getting a less expensive way to do things, for example, sequencing. Sequencing is still quite an expensive proposition that needs to be less expensive to do. And then also some things that have to do with how samples are collected. Snaring and bleeding pigs is kind of going away. Oral fluids is coming more into play. So that creates opportunities for projects that are ongoing to meet those criteria of convenience, less cost, as well as returning value to the stakeholders.
So for the participants here, what did you most want them to walk away from your presentation thinking this is something I needed to know, something maybe I can be maybe an actionable item going back home?
About, I would say that the first thing is about the need for a surveillance approach, particularly in areas that are executing area regional projects and that also want to be able to compare notes, so to speak, with other area regional projects. You have to have a common language. That's the need for standardization. You have to have comparability. That's the need for having similar. They don't have to be exact, but they have to be sufficiently similar so that we can kind of compare notes and you're making a bit more progress than I am, I'm making more progress than you are, and that type of thing. That is a very big key. Another key that I want people to walk out with is that there is work being done to figure out ways to make it more convenient, to figure out ways to make it less costly. Those are things that are still going on, but they are going on, and in my opinion, they definitely will lead to having things more convenient, less costly, so that we can get to a level of sufficient surveillance and be in a position to learn the things that we learned in a lot of these pilot projects that were more intensive.
So besides some of the technical information that these folks are getting, the fact that they can sit here and kind of collaborate, network on an international level, is really key to a lot of what you're saying.
Yeah, with this type of effort, communication, cooperation, collaboration are absolutely essential. And so venues like this, opportunities like this, I think are absolutely, I won't even say necessary, I think they're required to facilitate that type of interaction.
Well, we are going to hope that this effort, which really is not that many years old now, and these things take a while to develop, I know, will continue to grow and develop as they're so needed around the world, actually. Thank you, Dr. Dale Polson, one of our speakers here at the BI PERS Regional Area Control and Elimination Seminar. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.